Good evening, faithful listeners. This week I've got a cold. The carbon footprint is out shopping for new shoes as I wrap myself around the heater. The exorcist stops being funny when you're vomiting phlegm. But on the bright side, I've learnt that true happiness is having a better half who'll bring you cups of tea, if you promise to stop being a pathetic drama queen for 5 minutes in a row. And the world is full of things that make so much more sense when you're sweating, glassy-eyed and trying to remember how close you are to ODing on cough mixture. John Pollock is a North Shore GP who was diagnosed with terminal metastatic melanoma late last year. As human beings, he and his family have nothing but my sympathy. As a poster boy for physician-assisted suicide, I'm more ambiguous. Dr. Pollock was quoted in the New Zealand Herald earlier this week saying this: "I think an individual has the right to choose for himself how his life goes and how it ends. I don't think that it is fair or it is moral for somebody else to suggest that they know better and that they have the right to determine that you may not be helped to die." Not a lot to disagree with there, right? Well, consider this. One of the most blackly comic scenes in the excellent BBC adaptation of Robert Graves' I, Claudius, is when our hero's mother briskly informs her son that Rome is a sewer, her family is a pack of depraved lunatics, everyone she can tolerate is dead, and she's made arrangements for her suicide. While you can intellectually admire the flinty determination in Margaret Tysak's performance, I've got my doubts that Dr. Pollock, or any other GP, would see anything ethical or moral about slipping her an overdose. But why not? This may sound perverse, but like Virginia Woolf, I would rather die than slip back into the hell of depression and take the people I love with me. Would I want to live if I was facing the prospect of going blind and knowing I couldn't read a book or go to the movies or visit a gallery ever again? The thought of dependence on others for things I'd usually not think about twice is intolerable. And I wouldn't blame anyone else for thinking that I'm insane. After all, millions live with blindness and manage mental illness every day. But using Pollock's logic, why should I be compelled to be one of them? While I'm a baby every time I get the flu, I'd like to think that I could face terminal cancer with some dignity and stoicism. But there are other fates, and if you want to talk about a nice euphemism like death with dignity, we need to have an honest look beyond articulate, photogenic, middle-class cancer cases.